Nolte, Hollywood uses anonymous accusations to destroy Maverick Francis Ford Coppola. By John Nolte on May 15, 2024. The despicable left-wing Guardian is using anonymous sources to personally destroy Francis Ford Coppola on behalf of corporate Hollywood. Coppola is 85 years old, has won numerous Oscars, directed at least 5 films that will live for as long as there is a civilization, and still refuses to kneel before the system. In their dotage, most people, even rebels like Coppola, eventually cave and sell out. They don't want to die without the warm glow of acceptance from the establishment. Coppola just isn't built that way. And so, Coppola is exactly one day away from the self-financed megalopolis screening in competition at Cannes while he seeks a domestic distributor. And, hey, what better time for the Hollywood Collective to hire a Guardian assassin to make an example out of a legend who still refuses to conform. Look at this anonymous shit. According to other sources, its making was almost as fraught and chaotic as that of Apocalypse Now. As one crew member put it, it was like watching a train wreck unfold day after day, week after week, and knowing that everybody there had tried their hardest to help the train wreck be avoided. A second crew member recalls, he would often show up in the mornings before these big sequences and because no plan had been put in place, and because he wouldn't allow his collaborators to put a plan in place, we are told, he would often just sit in his trailer for hours on end, wouldn't talk to anybody, was often smoking marijuana, and hours would go by without anything being filmed. We were all aware that we were participating in what might be a really sad finish to his career, another anonymous crew member told The Guardian. But some of those participating believed, he was just so unpleasant toward a lot of the people who were trying to help facilitate the process and help make the movie better. His dig at us was always, "I don't want to make a Marvel movie," said one source. But at the end of the day, that's what he ended up shooting. Here is what Hollywood's hoping will be the hashtag MeToo kill shot. Several sources also felt that Coppola could be old school in his behavior around women. He allegedly pulled women to sit on his lap, for example. And during one Bacchanalian nightclub scene being shot for the film, witnesses say, Coppola came onto the set and tried to kiss some of the topless and scantily clad female extras. He apparently claimed he was trying to get them in the mood. This is the price individualists pay, even at age 85, just days after losing your wife of 51 years. This is the Hollywood left making an example of a legend to discourage others from doing the same. From daring to work outside the system, for daring to deny themselves plantation life. We saw it happen to Mel Gibson in the run-up to 2004 as The Passion of the Christ, months before he imploded. We are seeing it with Kevin Costner and his upcoming Horizon films, all the sniping over his exit from Yellowstone, which is being painted as him big-shotting everyone. Hollywood wants Megalopolis to fail to find a distributor, to fail to win Oscars, to fail at the box office, and to show everyone else what happens when you reject them. What vile people, and you can see it in the vileness of the crap they've been producing these last 10 years. Megalopolis and Horizon might stink, but at least these men tried, and that's what makes them men. As far as Coppola, he had to be expecting this crap. In fact, in one of his masterpieces, Tucker, The Man in His Dream, 1988, Coppola already told the story of what happened to him and what's happening to him now. We don't have a comment from him, but his executive co-producer Darren Demetrihay is denying this drivel. P.S. If every accusation leveled here is true, Coppola did nothing wrong. Nothing. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.